Willie Nelson and Toby Keith on WRCO-FM Richland Center. The 7 o'clock news is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day 2024 with actual inventory and a huge sale. Now, through Tuesday the 6th, we've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. Chevy half-tons are available to drive and buy with dealer discounts, Chevy incentives, or special interest rates for well-qualified buyers. We have Silverado heavy duties available, too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com or contact a salesperson for details. See over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. It's the annual Groundhog Day sale. Let's hope he doesn't see his shadow when we get an early spring. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back-to-back storms taking aim at the West Coast, which means wind, snow, and rain. ABC's Alex Perez is in Los Angeles.
Much of California will be coping with the impact of this storm throughout the day today. And the not-so-great news, another powerful storm is expected to slam the region this weekend. So we're not in the clear just yet.
Statewide storm preparations actually started earlier this week in California. The House has passed a bipartisan tax bill that expands the child tax credit and expands tax breaks for big business. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the Boise, Idaho airport collapsed on Wednesday, killing three people, injuring another nine. As we approach 4 months of the war between Israel and Hamas, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry is now reporting the death toll stands at more than 27,000. The U.S. solidifying plans to retaliate after the deadly drone attack in Jordan, the U.S. also attributing that attack to an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. This is ABC News. Heated exchanges on Capitol Hill with leaders of the world's biggest social media companies facing senators. The focus, keeping kids safe online. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn taking aim at Meta head Mark Zuckerberg.
It appears that you're trying to be the premier sex trafficking
Senator, that's ridiculous.
No, it is not ridiculous. You
want
to turn around and tell these people
that... We don't want this content on our platforms. And
why don't you take it down?
We do take it down.
We are here discussing.
We
need you all to work with us. No, you're not.
Meta says...
You are not.
Meta says, there we go, has disabled millions of suspicious accounts. Leaders of the European Union agreeing on a new $54 billion aid package to help Ukraine in its war with Russia. And with Groundhog Day coming up tomorrow, there is apparently a shortage of groundhogs. One town in New Jersey had to cancel its party tomorrow, saying it was impossible to find a replacement after its groundhog died. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
4 minutes after 7, good morning. Forecast details coming up here as our regular features roll around today.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Today, a high of 46 degrees with some sunshine later on after areas of fog. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight, a low of 26. 40 tomorrow with sunshine. Friday night, clear and 25. Saturday, 44 with sunshine. And Sunday, 47. Quite a bit of sunshine and staying mild. Right now in Richland Center, we're getting a little bit of that fog. There is a dense fog advisory until 11 issued by the National Weather Service for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. After the midnight reading of 33, right now it is 29 degrees.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg. Rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise a mass sign, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long. So love them up strong. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on. Country on. Chasing them dreams, keep on with your songs till the whole world singing along. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on.
Country on.
Keep keeping on and on.
Get your country on today. WRCO Radio. Yes, indeed. Wear my stylish short sleeve lineup here, it looks like, for the coming weekend, too, as well. Give my long sleeve lineup a little bit of a rest. Blake Shelton now on Country and Community WRCO. Good morning from Richland Center.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, because it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Skinny dog, cause a fat dog. just sitting home, just a scratching flea. Moving on over, scooting on over. Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in.
Moving on over, Squirt. Yes. Do that every night about five times in the night. Get over, Squirt. Come on. Today is February 1st. We get a new month with lots of things to recognize and celebrate and honor during the month. It is Canned Food Month, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, National Children's Dental Month, National Black History Month, and Snack Food Month. It's also Embroidery, Women Inventors Month, Grapefruit, also Great American Pie Month, International Vegan Cuisine, it's Cherry Month, National Bird Feeding, right? Library Lovers Month, it's Low Vision Awareness Month as well, and National Hot Breakfast Month, American Heart Month, during the month of February.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center. 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Hank.
Good morning. Calm down, people. Can I calm down? Boy, yep. I tell you what.
Hank's in the house.
Just beating off the people.
Boy, it's tough to be you.
It's, you know what? It's tough to be me.
Mm-hmm.
That gummit, Joanne, leave me alone.
Yep.
Anyway.
Right.
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Nice shirt there.
You like that?
Right.
Yeah. Getting ready for Friday. Red on Thursday.
They didn't have your size.
I guess, no, so. They didn't. I wish they did. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Doing you're fine. A horrible shopper.
No, I bought
I'm just
everything.
Letting you know.
I just, I forgot. Some things at home, though.
The most important thing, Phil.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. It's fine, you know, buddy. It's fine.
Dock my pay.
Did you have a fine trip with Alea yesterday?
Yes, I did. I always learned something from her.
Did you learn anything special yesterday?
Right. Her mom and dad don't have any secrets, that's for sure. she spills the beans.
Yeah, she does. I guarantee she does. So
about everything, yep, she does. So in news from the area, one of our good and smart, good-looking listeners found night crawlers last night.
Really?
Yeah. Moved a fork, and there was one, two, three, you know, and that's probably doesn't happen very often in Wisconsin to find night crawlers on the last day of January.
Are you sure it just wasn't an old fishing?
They were still moving around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he grows them.
Maybe. No. This was in the ground.
We used to grow them at the prison in Prairie when we were there.
You did?
Yeah,
really?
They did. They used to have a worm farm.
Okay.
So, kind of neat.
Huh.
So, at nighttime when you had to go check it, all you heard was this.
Yeah, I know.
It's the,
yeah, there. I'll tell you, there. It's hard to get the milkers on those. You know, worm farming. That's hard stuff. I'll tell you.
Well, you know why you can't milk a mouse, though, Phil.
Why is that?
Because the bucket's too big.
So sure.
Anyway. So you're in the big town of Kickapoo, Viola tonight.
Viola. Yep. That's right.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a great ball game.
Looking
over there
forward
tonight.
To going over there. Yeah, we've really entreated. We've had some good games.
Oh, you've had some really good games. So, looking forward to Saturday. I'm sure everybody is not looking forward to hearing me announce wrestling on Saturday, but I'll do my best.
You're the man.
Well,
you're,
I'm one of them.
You know, we'll give you a participation ribbon.
Please don't. That's part of this country's problem right now. Just everybody gets a ribbon.
Well, when I began my wrestling career back in 71, I think I got a participation ribbon.
Did you really?
Yep. And then I think fifth place in the sixth grade tournament. So there you go. Out of five, you know?
I thought it was out of four.
Yeah, it could have been out of four. Yeah.
But anyway, anything fun today?
Just that it's first February. And
it is.
We're looking forward to seeing whether you see your shadow tomorrow or not.
I hope I do.
Yep.
Don't you? No, I hope I don't.
You hope you don't.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. 6 weeks of 6 weeks is going to put you where spring starts anyway. So,
6 weeks, I want to be calling baseball and softball.
Hey!
There you go. Back at it.
I've been working at it.
Have you?
Yep. Yep.
Getting your strike, your ring up?
I had to order new clothing, Philip.
Did you?
I did.
That's, you know, why do you do that as an umpire? You just will put on like more padding underneath.
No, because I like to, when I do softball, I like to wear less pads.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Okay.
So, but my belt and my pants would not fit me with my umpire gear. So I had to order. I mean, they were brand new.
Wow, that's...
Brand new.
It's a good problem to have, though.
Is it, though?
Well...
These babies are like 85 bucks a piece, and you have to have them.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but keep the old just in case you fall off the wagon.
Why is Debbie always the downer here?
I don't know.
That's a good point, though.
If you fall off the wagon, you know, you still have them, so...
I'm not falling off the wagon.
I hope not.
So
we'll keep the pressure on you.
Yeah, that's why the pizza's still in there.
Well, the pizza's about a week old, so it's you know, it might have some medicinal purposes.
It may if you rub it on a wound or something.
Little penicillin in there, maybe. I know.
Hey, a 285-year-old lemon. Have you heard about this one?
No. Uh-uh.
A 285-year-old lemon found in the back of an old cabinet drawer was auctioned for $1,700 in England.
Why?
Rattel's auctioneers and Showfire said that a 19th century cabinet was brought to the auction house by a family who said it belonged to a deceased uncle. A specialist of photographing the cabinet for sale, when the lemon was discovered, it was in the back of a drawer. The fruit was inscribed with a message, quotation, given by Mr. P. Lou Fanchetti, November 4th, 1739, to Miss E. Baxter, unquote. The auction house decided to attempt to sell the aged lemon, and officials were shocked when it fetched a high bid of $1,780.
Wow. How could you even tell it was a lemon after
that? It was a pretty neat picture.
Really?
Wow. So here, you know what the cabinet's sold for? $40.
$40. Yeah. Well, I guess if it's lasted this long, you know, and who knows? They say Twinkies will last a long time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that too. They said it'd be the food after everything. I mean, it'd still be here.
Especially, well, if it's wrapped up.
The Twinkie, there's nothing better than a Twinkie.
You thinking about those right now?
I am now, so you do this stuff purposely.
No, I do not.
You do.
I do not.
You do.
Twinkies are hard to find. You can't just, you know, go. You got to look for them.
Do you want to find you some? Because I promise you I can find you some.
No, I don't need any. Haven't had them for a long time. Even when I had Twinkies, I used them as trade bait in my school lunch.
Really?
Mama would put one in my school lunch because I was spoiled. And then I would go and then, hey, I'll trade you this for whatever they were having that was good.
Hey, I'll trade you this for an apple.
No, it wasn't that. It was a piece of pizza or something usually.
Love school pizza. You remember the old school?
Oh, yeah.
Love that stuff.
Yeah, you always wanted to have your lunch ticket that day.
Yeah, because I love school pizza. I don't know why. I always have. Always still do.
Yeah, that was probably of all the meals we had, that was probably the best. Mm-hmm. You know, there are others that...
Usually every other Friday.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what it was. And we only had chocolate milk on Fridays too, which I
really...
You know, but you had to drink your white milk during the week to get your chocolate milk on Friday, and I didn't like the white milk.
So. I'm not a big white milk drinker.
Well, it was just, I wanted it out of the bulk tank. I didn't
you wanted it right out of the...
Homogenized? What is that?
Dad, spray me here. I got about it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Are you going to go to the Super Bowl, are you?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I'm not even watching it, Phil.
You're not watching it?
I'm not. Oh. I'm a little bit upset about the NFL
you're
and what they've done.
It.
I am.
Oh, man.
I'm not the only one, though.
Well, I've heard that.
So, I mean, I just don't like what they're doing, what they're going to. So there's a couple different reasons. One's a personal, but the other one is, hey, let's stream this and this and this.
Oh,
and
that. Yeah.
I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong for the hardworking people of this country, especially around here. You know what? We're the ones who made who they are, and now you're going to sit here and stream all this stuff and make you pay for another channel?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wrong, and just like the Brewers on you know, on Prime, I think it's wrong.
Oh, I do, too.
So I do. I think, and you know what? I'd much rather listen to it on the radio.
Well, I would, too. You're preaching to the choir here,
and,
man.
You know, and thank goodness to all of our good sponsors who do the Packers and the Brewers. Seriously, because I listen to it on the radio.
By the way, that brings up an interesting point here. We can make it a programming announcement right now that WRCO will have a broadcast of the Super Bowl on the radio.
So oh, good for you.
You want to hear it? We swung a deal with Westwood One for that. You know, we always have to be in contact with them if the Packers would happen to make it to the NFC Championship.
Are we trading them, Bo?
No, we're trading Tim and Bill for a player to be named later. But other than that...
Don't get rid of Caitlin.
No. We
won't. Or Adam.
No. So anyway, so we'll have that on Super Bowl Sunday. That'll be good. But you can listen to it instead of watch it.
But I just, you know, and that's just, you know... And with the national anthem and stuff, I just think it's wrong. I do. That's a personal belief of mine, and I'm not going to bring that out right here, but that's just how I feel about it.
So you wouldn't pay $9,000 for a seat?
I would not even.
And here's the thing. $9,000 is up in the nosebleed set. You're not 50-yard line with $9,000. You know what the going rate was yesterday for like 50-yard line? $92,000 a ticket.
Let them have it. I wouldn't pay $9 a ticket.
Oh, I wouldn't either. And the thing of it is, people, I mean,
a lot of people have a lot of money.
Right.
But a lot of people that are probably paying that are probably mortgaging this and that. And
then I don't understand.
Just for one ticket.
I don't get it.
I wouldn't do it if, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't do it if the Packers were in there.
No, I wouldn't either.
And the Brewers, I mean, I'd probably like the Brewers as well as any of our pro sports teams, but I don't know that I would pay that for a World Series ticket.
I just think it's wrong.
No?
I do.
I just work on trying to get a press pass.
Yes. Now, I would go watch Ithaca baseball.
Yeah. Local teams. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd go watch them again in the state finals.
Yep.
So,
well, you'd
fun.
Only you'd only pay about I don't remember what tickets were, but
well, we not, have a pass.
Not my. I know, but I'm saying if you were just going to watch.
Yeah, what was it? $5, $6,
probably
something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, yep. It was a great venue too.
Yep.
Hey, a Pizza Hut eatery in Ontario, okay, gained infamy online due to an unfortunate typo in a posted sign laminated. It says unforeseen circumcisions.
I think I saw that somewhere.
The restaurant in Timmins posted a sign on the door that meant to inform customers that the dining room would be closed due to for unforeseen circumstances, but a spelling error or interference with the auto from autocorrect led to an instead blaming for unseen circumcision. The Timmins and District Health Hospital jumped on the viral image, writing on Facebook, say, hey, Timmins Pizza Hut, just stick to pizza. Let us handle the circumcisions. That was cute.
Oh, boy.
And the owner, he gave $5 pizzas for like the next 2 weeks. It was very neat.
It turned out all right.
Yeah, it did.
Everybody had a sense of humor about it.
Yeah. Hey, the fastest mile dribbling a basketball, Philip. You know what it is?
No, I don't.
It's Christian Lopez Rodriguez from Spain. 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Dribbling the ball running.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Fastest mile wearing handcuffs. I don't get this. It's Christian Lopez from Spain. 4 minutes and 25 seconds. So he's actually slower.
Same guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So most stacked drinking glasses standing after a tablecloth pulled using a bank note. Most stacked drinking glasses, so you pull it and you just pull it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Eight.
That's impressive. That's got to be quick.
People a lot of time in their hands.
And here's one for you, Philip. I dug this one out of the garbage for you. The most drink cans crushed with an elbow
like
in
that?
1 minute. Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, 120.
In a minute.
Yes.
That would hurt.
Well,
wouldn't it?
After a while, it wouldn't care.
After a while, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, because I don't think you can have any wrapping on it. I think it has to be a straight elbow.
Oof, boy.
120 in a minute.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right there. Oh, yeah, I could use both arms,
I don't think. I don't know if it says just with an elbow, so I'm assuming that's singular.
Somebody had to be setting them up.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull them out, I would think.
Unless they had them already lined up.
Maybe lined up.
So there's some more junk for you to read today, young man. So I'm full of useless knowledge as usual.
You always bring in the best and the worst.
Yeah, so. And good luck to our athletes today and our local businessmen. And thank you for being around.
Have a great day there.
Yeah, be kind, my man.
You bet.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Find your dinner inspiration at the Richland Locker. Right now, get boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.48 per pound. Four marinade breasts with flavors of kickin' chicken, mesquite barbecue, garlic parmesan, and lemon pepper for only $2.98 per pound. And don't forget all the winter favorites, including beef stew meat and stuffed pork chops. Taste the difference for yourself. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center. Your local meat market since 1939.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This day in history, February 1st of 1950, RCA introduced the 45 RPM record player. Elvis Presley's only child, Lisa Marie, was born in 1968. 1982, Late Night with David Letterman premiered on NBC. And it was in 2003 when the space shuttle Columbia broke apart during re-entry, killing all seven of its crew members, February 1st of 2003. Today's birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from the Richland Center Primary School to Connor Crook. Also, Max Frawley has a birthday today from Joe, Pa, and Keisha, and to Max Frawley from Mom, Dad, Grace, Jake, and Blaze. Birthday greetings to dear husband Mel Felton. Have a great day. This goes out. Lots of love from Linda. Also to Melvin Felton, have a great day from Nancy and the family. John Schwingel, happiest of years. Love from your siblings, Susan, Sarah, Patrick, Jim, and Mark. To Carla Delamater from Mom, happy day today, Carla. To son Tim Ryan and grandson Cale Ryan. Have great birthdays there. Lots of love from Mom and Grandma. To Jerry Campbell. Have a great day, Jerry, from Nick, Leah, and the grandkids. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today as we flip over a new page in the calendar and say happy birthday to Tess Johnson, Celia Nanke, Drake Ostrander, and Kurt Wilkinson. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Tom Bachman, Jerry Campbell, Brady Joyce, and Dorothy Krulatz. Happy birthday, Tom Bachman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. We have a wish today for great-grandpa Albert Block. Happy 97th birthday. Love from Paisley and Aspen. And also to Albert, number 97, from Dave and Connie and the family. Have a good one there, Albert. Maybe we'll go have a party in your RV today or something. All right. Have a great day. Carrie Lee Bunce, who turns 56 today, over there toward Prairie du Chien. Lots of love from Mom Sherry and Brandy, and all the best to you today on your 56th. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday, Miles Alvin, to Carla Delamater, to Cale Ryan, Gabriel Schmidt, and Tim Ryan, and happy anniversary, Larry and Doreen Comerick, today from the RC Lions.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
29 degrees at WRCO with a little bit of fog settling in here in places. We're heading toward a high of 46 a bit later on today. Our news update with Joanne Krulatz right around the bend here this morning. This is Jordan Davis.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, ever been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
Jordan Davis, and a great song about how fast time goes by. Here we are, the 1st of February, and we'll be telling you about a few more things in sports coming up here. Talk about a Bucks loss last night, second in a row under head coach Doc Rivers. They'll get back on track, but they're certainly not playing like a team that's supposed to be supreme. Now, 5 games off the pace in the East behind Boston, which continues to win. So a loss last night on the tough West Coast road swing for the Bucks. The Badgers back into action tonight. They're going to have to play well. Everybody's talking about Purdue on Sunday, but Nebraska beat them last year, so got to mind their P's and Q's. We'll talk about that in sports. Plus, our local schedule will be, we'll take our winter sports road show to Kickapoo High School tonight for Ithaca Kickapoo Girls Basketball. Phil and me hoping you have an awesome Thursday, and coming up, our news update with Joanne Krulatz.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 29 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 11 o'clock this morning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. Areas of fog this morning, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy and mild with a high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty with a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 28, it's 29 degrees.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Republicans have proposed a constitutional amendment that would curtail the governor's veto powers by prohibiting a veto to increase any tax or fee. The amendment proposed Wednesday comes after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto in July to increase school funding for public schools for the next 400 years. Republicans proposed a similar amendment in 2019 after Evers used his partial veto to increase school funding by $65 million, but it did not get a vote in the legislature. If passed by the legislature this year and next session, it would then go to a statewide vote for approval. The governor couldn't stop it. A lawsuit seeking to once again allow Wisconsin voters to return absentee ballots in drop boxes is one step closer to the state Supreme Court. Attorneys for the National Democratic Law Firm, the Elias Law Group, filed notice Tuesday that it was appealing a circuit judge's ruling last week, dismissing its claims challenging the constitutionality of several voting rules in the presidential battleground state. Dane County Circuit Judge Ann Peacock ruled that the lawsuit did not meet the high burden required to declare that the voting rules being challenged were unconstitutional in every application. The Wisconsin Elections Commission argues that Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips' challenge to being left off of the Wisconsin's ballot is too late and the state Supreme Court should reject his lawsuit. Phillips last week asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order that he be put on the primary ballot in the battleground state after he was excluded by the state's top Democrats. They only put President Joe Biden's name on the April 2nd primary ballot. But the bipartisan Presidential Selection Committee that didn't forward his name, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, told the Supreme Court in a joint response Wednesday that Phillips waited too long. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse yesterday as part of his State of the State tour to promote his executive order on creating a healthcare workforce task force. Evers toured Western Technical College and its health classrooms on the tour. Evers has visited other technical colleges this week as part of the tour. Evers said the failure to address the healthcare workforce and expand Medicaid by the state legislature has led to decisions like the one in northwestern Wisconsin to close multiple hospitals and clinics, leading to over 1,400 healthcare professionals to lose their jobs. A longtime assembly representative is calling it a career. Dave Considine, who has been in the assembly for 10 years, announced his retirement yesterday. Considine, who lives in Baraboo, represents parts of Sauk, Columbia, Dane, and Iowa counties that make up the 81st Assembly District. The Democrat is on five committees and is somewhat unique in the state as a Democrat, representing a largely rural area. Considine said he looks forward to spending more time with family after retirement. Baraboo High School is expected to reopen today after a water main broke yesterday. The school didn't have running water, prompting the district to send students home. The district office said that they expected school to resume normally today. Two men in Sauk County were taken into custody during an attempt to serve a warrant at a home in Reedsburg Tuesday night. Both men resisted arrest, according to the Reedsburg Police Department, and police had to use a stun gun to bring one of the men into custody. The other man threatened the arresting officers before being arrested. The last remaining patient that was hospitalized, a five-month-old, was discharged from the University of Wisconsin Children's Hospital in Madison yesterday. Five people were sent to the hospital Monday night after their horse-drawn buggy was hit by a vehicle going the opposite direction near Hillsboro. The driver of the vehicle that hit the buggy was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated, causing injury. The 63-year-old Hillsboro man will appear in court in March. Police are investigating two armed carjackings in Madison this week. The first carjacking happened late Monday afternoon in the parking lot of the Menards on Madison's west side. A guy was walking to his Jeep when he was approached by three masked men with guns who demanded his keys. He handed them over and they drove off in the Jeep. And then late Tuesday night on the east side, police say a victim in his vehicle was boxed in by an SUV. Four masked men, again with guns, got out and took the victim's car, which was later found abandoned. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has announced updates to its farmland preservation program due to Governor Tony Evers signing 2023 Wisconsin Act 42 in December. Due to this litigation, the following updates to the Farmland Preservation Program were made. It decreases the minimum term of a farmland preservation agreement from 15 years to 10 years for newly effective agreements starting December 8, 2023. Beginning in tax year 2023, the amount of the tax credits that eligible landowners may receive for qualifying acres will be increased from $7.50 to $10 per qualifying acres that are located in a farmland preservation zoning district but are not subject to a farmland preservation agreement, from $5 to $10 per qualifying acre for acres that are subject to a farmland preservation agreement but are not located in a farmland preservation zoning district, and from $10 to $12.50 per qualifying acre for acres that are located in a farmland preservation zoning district and are subject to a farmland preservation agreement. It also expands eligibility for farmland preservation tax credits to land that is subject to an agricultural conservation easement to the extent planned for farmland preservation and not already eligible through a farmland preservation zoning district or farmland preservation agreement. Eligible landowners will receive $10 per acre for qualifying acres. DADCAP will also be required to report on tax credits per qualifying acre and recommendations for the tax credit amounts in the program's biennial report. Preliminary data for claims made in 2022 shows that more than 9,700 agricultural landowners claimed the farmland preservation tax credit at an average of 200 acres and over $1,500 per claim. Currently, there are more than 7.8 million acres located in an eligible zoning district, agricultural enterprise area, or both. Landowners who are interested in participating in the Farmland Preservation Program can contact their local land conservation department to get started. Cicadas are expected to resurface by the billions in the upper Midwest this spring. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Experts say Wisconsin is a part of that, and it's been a while since they've been above ground. These periodical cicadas pop out every 17 years, and the last time we had this was back in 2007. The director for the Insect Diagnostic Lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says, for us in Wisconsin, they're going to be restricted to far southern portions of the state. These insects differ from the ones that are commonly seen in the summer months, known as the dog day cicadas. Those are green and black, while periodical cicadas are black and orange. It's not conclusive to know whether the periodical cicadas are impacted by changing climates, since they make their homes in the ground for such long periods of time. They're not expected to be out in full force until mid to late May or early June.
Cicadas are mostly harmless, but they are loud. With the warmer temperatures expected and soft roads being brought into question, the Richland County Highway Department has decided to continue to monitor the frost levels under the roads. As of now, the department is potentially going to post road weight restrictions on all county roads starting February 10th. This is only a potential start date. The Richland County Highway Department wants you to start anticipating the road bans going into effect. Depending on the frost level, the ban could be delayed.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, February 1st. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 3 until the time of service at 4. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMZ Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMZ Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, Stained Windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450.